USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Joe Biden touted relations between the U.S. and African nations Wednesday, addressing a gathering of nearly 50 leaders from the continent. Speaking at the three-day U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington, Biden emphasized that Africa is critical to the success of the U.S. and global communities. Multiple crises in recent years, such as the COVID-19 pandemic, wars, economic challenges, and climate change, prove that African countries have played an important role on the world stage. While fentanyl deaths are currently a public safety risk, they're also going to become a national security risk. That is what Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco told CBS Evening News. She says that social media companies need to take action to stop drug dealing on their platforms.
You're talking about meeting on the street and making that connection. The dealer is in your kid's pocket along with the phone.
Monaco is concerned that there will be an uptick in the amount of fentanyl crossing the border when Title 42 expires next Tuesday. Republican state leaders are asking Apple and Google to raise their age ratings for the TikTok app. 15 state attorney generals sent letters to the CEOs of both companies saying the Beijing-launched app contains mature content. Montana's attorney general said the teen or 12-plus rating is too low because the app promotes drugs and alcohol use, glorifies eating disorders, and encourages illegal and dangerous challenges. For former President Donald Trump, some old grudges are hard to put aside. More from Rich Johnson.
The former president filed a defamation suit against the Pulitzer Prize Board. This over the 2018 National Reporting Prize it gave to the New York Times and Washington Post. The papers were honored for coverage of the alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 campaign. The suit was filed in court in Okeechobee County, Florida.
This is USA News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
With the holiday season here and the nation in the midst of triple-demic with rising flu, RSV, and COVID cases, President Biden's administration is restarting their free-at-home test program where people can order up to 4 tests per household. At least 3 people have died. Multiple people have been injured after tornadoes touched down in Louisiana on Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon, a tornado passed through the New Orleans area, killing one, leaving over 42,000 without power in the New Orleans area. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser earlier on CNN.
The latest I got last night, there was about 50 people that couldn't go back. Their homes were completely destroyed. We're moving trailers to our state parks to try to house those people close to where they live.
Parts of the Appalachian and interior northeast are being hit with a mix of snow, sleet, freezing conditions, and the storm has already produced around a foot or more of snow in states like Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Ice storm warnings are posted in northwest Virginia, northeast West Virginia, western Maryland. The snowfall in the northeast may last through Saturday. Scott Peterson might be granted a new trial right around the 20th anniversary of his pregnant wife death. In 2004, Peterson was convicted of killing his pregnant wife, Lacey Peterson. Now a judge will soon decide if he will get a new trial after the discovery of a possible biased juror. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.